Mr. Vorstius, Reel 10. We were talking about your leave during these periods, you know, between 1914 and 1917. Yeah. When you went on leave, what sort of reaction did you get from the local population in London, around, you know, your family, friends?
Well, they really wasn't interested, a lot of them. Just simply asked me, oh, I was all right, and had I been in any battles, which I couldn't say, I could say I'd know, because I hadn't. But that's all, really. That's all. Didn't say, are you hard worked or anything like that? No, no. Just simply they asked, how you got, and have you been fighting any? No. But you see, the Battle of the Jutland, I was on holiday, on leave.
You were on leave during the Battle of Jutland?
Yes.
Can you tell me what happened when you heard about it and what you
Well, I'll tell you what how we came to be on leave. The Roxburgh was in trouble, and we went over to help her.
What do you mean she was in trouble?
Somehow, whether she'd struck there was a big bang, and we don't know what it was, whether it was a mine or whether it was a whatever it was. It never hurt the ship properly. One of the ship's eyes, the pieces of my name, was loose. We went over to help her to get her in tow, and we got ourselves knocked.
What, by the Roxburgh?
Yes. So we both, the four of us, went back to harbour, and we went to refit, and all that, at Chatham. And I was on leave, when the battle was being published, the fellow said, oh, you can't be there, can you? I said, no. I came away forever the battle started, and a lot of people said, oh, you must have missed it then. Oh, yeah, we did miss it.
What impact did the first news of Jutland have? Because you must have been interested in it.
Oh, I was. I don't know about interesting. I don't know being about it, but people were saying, have you heard about the Battle of Jutland? And because I was in uniform, I couldn't get into civvies. No, you wouldn't have never allowed to get into civvies. People said, oh, you must have missed it then. Yes, oh, yes, I had. I've been on leave for a week or something like that.
Did people tease you about it? Cause
more or less, you know. Aye, quite a lot of them said, oh, you did the right thing. And some said, oh, you must have absolutely just nipped away and come home and things like that sort of. Yeah.
When you first heard of Jutland, did you see it as a defeat or a victory?
Well, it was the ships that went down. That's what I heard about it, because they were soon published, which in other times wouldn't have been so quick. It would have been a winning one, you see. There were so many sunk there, especially when there was a number of so many ratings being killed and all that, you see, and on board ships that came under fire.
So you saw it as a defeat?
Yes, it was a defeat, yes. They said, two or three of them, when I used to go out I see the Navy's had a defeat, and where was you? I said, oh, just have to say I was on leave.
Did it affect morale on the Antrim and your own morale? Did people feel fed up or depressed?
There was some of them got fed up with doing the patrols. They wanted some excitement, you see. A lot of them were saying, which is good, they come along and let's have a fight, and a proper fight, and all that sort of thing. But
did you feel like that?
No, I didn't. I didn't want to die.
Did you find it, sir, you weren't keen to get into action, but did you find it boring? I mean, Was it a tedious period, those 3 years?
It was a period, you know, it wasn't very nice. Week after week and day after day. In fact, year after year for till 1917.
And did the Antrim stay? Was it a happy ship during this period? I mean, do you know what I mean by happy ship? Did the crew get on well, or did people get tense?
No, so there was I would say somewhere about one third of them was always moaning, fed up, and all that. Wanted to get to another ship, or wanted to get a job ashore or something like that. That's it, but otherwise...
Did they cause trouble, that third?
Oh, no trouble.
What about the other two-thirds? What were they thinking? I presume you were one of those.
Well, they just simply didn't say anything, you know, just would jog along and say, when are we going to refit and when are we going to leave and so, all that. Well, when I did leave, we was...
Hang on, just a minute. How did you get on with the officers and on the Antrim during that period?
All right.
Do you remember much about them? You've mentioned Kennedy. What did you think of him?
Very nice. Very nice man he was, yes.
He was the commander throughout the period, was he?
Yes.
He
was just the in command of the troop sort of business. The captain was the one in...
See? Oh, I know, yes. I meant command of the rank, not the... Are there anything you could tell us about him to illustrate his character or anything about him, Kennedy?
Well, he would speak neatly and nice. He'd speak neatly to you and... ask her one or two questions, how you're feeling with this business going on, but not a great lot.
Was he popular?
He was popular, yes, the commander. He was popular.
What about your divisional officers?
My division officer was a very nice officer, and... when I got able seamen and like that, he always said it's nice to see you being promoted again. Vorsius, because no, not Mr. Vorsius or able seamen, Vorsius. I used to say, yes, I'm very pleased with it. And then when I did leave, he was, you know, very nice to me when I come to leave the ship.
What sort of thing? What was the division officer's role? Would he help you with any personal problems? Mm-hmm. Did you?
If anything happened at home, and you would go and see him, and then he would interview you properly over it, and then he would take you to the commander. And see what the commander can do.
Did you ever have to go to him?
No, I never had to do anything to do at all.